Tuesday, June 1st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. This time I have good news and more good news. It has been a long time since we've been able to start out like that. The good news is that profitability this year is almost assured. Production rather than price should be the primary determinant of profitability. Prices are profitable and the cost structure has lagged improved profitability, so there should be at least one good year here where virtually all farmers make money. I think that there'll be two or more. Farmers should have been able to plant most any crop this year and be profitable. I would expect that even if farmers dump their crops at harvest like many a year ago, they will still be profitable. Crop insurance levels should provide some insurance of profitability if high RA protection was taken. I insured 95% of APH. As noted, the cost structure has not caught up with this surge in grain prices. It will, but that big adjustment will come next year. Farmers locked in most 2021 crop inputs last year before the significance of the price rallies were obvious. We pay for almost all of our crop inputs a year ahead for the deduction. Cash rents lag, reflecting the markets on the way down when profits for grain production collapsed. They are also lagging a year on the way up. The Iowa State University Farmland Crop Rental Survey for our district in Iowa showed cash rent rose just $8 an acre on average from the previous year to $277 an acre. That will work with $5, $6, or $7 corn. Farm margins are under pressure and needed some relief. The big change in cash rents is likely to come this fall when profitability is realized. Most farmers did not really cash in on the change in crop prices yet, as most sold their 2020 crops before the rallies. Both operators and landowners will be working hard on the question as to how much cash rents will climb for 2022. Input costs will rise next year, too, from strong demand. You can spend more on a crop to produce $5 a bushel or higher corn than you can for a sub-$4 bushel corn. Fertilizer companies price their product not by what it costs to produce it along with a profit margin, but by a percentage of crop revenue. First off, demand for fertilizer will surge, as will their pricing power. Farmers should be very attentive to 2020 input costs and be ready to pounce on any opportunities that they find to lock down costs to hold the increase to a minimum. A headline read, "Don't hold on to your corn and soybean crops too long." The analysts surmised that after selling too soon in 2020, that farmers would hold their 2021 crops too long. That is not what I have sensed was happening. What I heard was after missing the market with 2020 crops that they were in a hurry to price 2021 crops in order to get a taste of higher prices. "Where should we price new crop?" was an often asked question by farmers starting way last fall. As we held our 2020 crops, so did not miss the price appreciation, that gives us the flexibility of waiting a little longer to begin pricing new crop. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. My plan was to look at first new crop pricing on a weather issue this summer when we sweep the bends of old crop. We have this crop well insured and would like a better handle on what our production will be. I've never had a crop in recent memory where we did not have enough water in the ground to get through pollination. This one will need more rain to make it. I have no problem with storing most of our 2021 production past harvest. We have not been doing what other analysts and farmers have been doing, and it has been working in our favor to be contrary. There's still a lot of truth that has not yet been reflected in USDA balance sheets. The drought seriously impairing Brazil's safrinha corn crop has not been put into official numbers yet. Just last April, the USDA estimated their crop at 109 million metric ton. Safras now lowered their estimate to 95 million metric ton. That is over 551 million bushel that just disappeared from the global exportable supply. We are the only ones that have that much residual supply, if you believe USDA. The Brazilian corn crop is probably still overstated, and the drought in Brazil is unprecedented. Rains have now ended entirely with the onset of the dry season. USDA has been shrinking future carryover projections, but not enough. Corn and soybean carryovers are overstated. Feed usage, ethanol consumption, and exports are all greater than forecast. Additional substantive downward adjustments will eventually be made when USDA cannot hide it anymore. More planted acres are expected but are needed and in the market. China is going to buy whatever we produce to take us back down to pipeline supply again. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.